This arresting print entitled Mono Omo Koi, or Reflective Love, is by Kitagawa Utamaro, perhaps the most beloved of all Japanese printmakers. Executed in 1793, it is remarkable that this outstanding example has somehow managed to survive in such fine condition. Sunlight and moisture are the enemies of woodblock prints. The natural pigments that produce these brilliant hues begin to oxidize and fade the moment they are exposed to the light of day. Reflective Love has somehow managed to escape the ravages of sun and time. The fragile pink mica ground has not cracked. The pigments have not faded, and the edges have not been trimmed. Utamaro was best known for his portrayal of beautiful women, usually courtesans. But in Reflective Love, the subject is a married woman, perhaps in her 20s. This is indicated by her shaved eyebrows. Her hairdo is a version of the style popularized by geisha of the day that calls for the side locks to be stiffened with oil, bent into triangles, and the lengths folded into a low back loop. Duplicating these see-through strands in a woodblock print is extremely difficult and illustrates the remarkable control of the carvers who cut the woodblocks and the printer who applied the ink. The print's near-new condition allows modern viewers the chance to witness Utamaro's masterful use of color play. The purple of the woman's inner robe and hair tie and the brilliant red of the cuff lining and the lips work together to create both a feeling of quiet reflection and an allure of sensuality. Purple is the most delicate of all the pigments and always fades to brown. Here we see it as it was intended to be seen. The pink mica ground is extremely rare. Utamaro sometimes embellished surfaces with white or silver mica to suggest the surface of a mirror, but we almost never see traces of pink mica. Some scholars believe Utamaro used pink mica to suggest the low light of a lantern, or perhaps the late afternoon glow of twilight.